Hello. Today is Thursday, I believe. It's a pretty good day. We did at least 19 miles today, which is pretty darn good. It's more than I think there was like one day we might have done 19 miles before, but yeah, so it's pretty good. We got up. Got up this morning and walked up Silver Pass. Now normally, you go up a pass, you get to the top, you go down the other side. So we were walking and we see over on the ridge line, you can see a switchback. And so that went up to the top at like a low point. So we thought, okay, well that's Silver Pass. Well, we're walking and before we get to that ridge line, there's a sign, Silver Pass. And I thought, what? We start going up to the top, and then, I don't know, it was a little ridiculous, because usually go back down the other side, and we ended up, like, going around and about to go down the other side, so it was a little weird, but, I don't know, it was a fun pass. There was, like, no snow, which is good, and I don't think we'll run into much snow after this. We're sending our ice axes home tomorrow when we get to Mammoth, because we don't need them anymore. We only really needed them that one time, and if we didn't have them, we could have just, you know, waited until the snow softened, and then we would have been fine. But I don't know. It's pretty. Excuse me. Yeah, it was a lot of ups and downs today. Most of my data work said it was negative grade, but it was really like super steep up and then super steep down, which is ridiculous. We went by a couple lakes that were pretty nice. We saw Boots at one lake. He had skipped up to Mammoth and then was hiking backwards to Vermilion because he had a box there, and then is hiking back to Mammoth. So he skipped the Sierras altogether, which is interesting. Let's see, anything else? We saw a ton of people coming the other way, like a ton of people. There's a couple large groups of people coming the other way, which was interesting. I guess they probably came from Red's Meadow or something. Apparently there's a jazz festival going on in Mammoth this weekend, so hopefully we can stay at the campground and not be disturbed. And there's supposed to be a Thai food place in Mammoth Lakes, which I am super excited about because I haven't had Thai food since before we left, and I love Thai food, so that should be pretty fun. Yeah, we're camped right before Deer Creek, which is about 19 miles from where we start. We went by Duck Lake Creek and couple of lakes, and I don't know, it wasn't a very exciting day. We didn't do very much. It was a lot of up, but hopefully tomorrow we only have like 6 more miles to get to Red's Meadows, so that should be pretty good. Yeah, I think that's, is there anything else exciting that happened today? I don't think so. It's a pretty boring day, I guess, but we went by Fish Creek. We could have taken a lower, easier route, but Raymond vetoed that. The guidebook says a lot of people prefer that route to the one that we're taking, but Raymond said no. I said, okay, fine. So then we just climbed uphill all day. We did get these Mountain House vegetables from the hiker box in Vermilion. Peas and corn, and we had them with our dinner tonight. It's freaking delicious. I wish you had those like every night because they were so freaking good, but they're probably really expensive because they're freeze-dried vegetables, and they're probably expensive, so we won't have them every night for dinner, but if we could, that would be super super yummy. I wonder if they have other ones too that we could have, and they would be like, I don't know, just vegetables all the time. That would be delicious. But I brought so much food that it's ridiculous. So I was eating like a ton of food today, which is awesome. because he was awesome. Somebody left a whole box of, like, those Triscuits that I like in the hiker box in Vermilion, which was super awesome for me because they're the kind that I like. So I got a whole box of those free. And, yeah, we got all kinds of good food from Vermilion for free. So peanut butter sandwiches, peanut butter sandwich crackers. Got a whole bunch of them. So we got to eat them and stuff. I don't know. It was pretty good. I was pretty excited. Yeah. I think we're, like, one of the only people who actually, do what we're supposed to do with regards to our bear box and whatnot. Like, we cook dinner and then we walk away. We usually walk at least one break, before we set up camp. And then when we set up camp, we put all our smelly stuff in our bear box. And then we walk our bear box away from our camp a ways, like, a good distance a ways. Like, we can still see our tent, but it's pretty far away. You know, not, like, miles away or anything, but it's a good distance. And I don't think anybody else does that. I think, like, that's what you're supposed to do. Everybody else, like, we walk by people's camps in the morning or at night, and their bear box is just sitting right outside of their tent. And I thought, well, that's not really doing any good. I mean, the bear's still going to come visit you and wake you up and bother you. I think the whole point is to put it away from you so that the bear bothers the bear box and not you. But apparently most people don't know that or understand that or care. So, I don't know. I'd be pretty happy if I don't see a bear this whole time. Unless it's, like, down in a field or something. Like, especially not at night, because I don't really want to see a bear at night, because that would probably scare me a lot. So yeah, I don't know. I guess that's about it. Not a very fun-filled day today, but we did get a lot of miles in, which is awesome. So we get to Red's Mill tomorrow and pick up our boxes, and then go down to Mammoth and eat some Thai food. We also get free hot spring showers at the campground at Red's Meadow, so I might take advantage of that before we head on down, but I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure they have showers down at the campground too, but probably not hot spring showers, so I don't know. We'll have to see. But anyways, until tomorrow.